I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I really love starting with Green Day.
So it's just like,
so happy. All right, Vinny, tell me about your brain tickle. How did your feelings test out?
First of all, if I could talk about something other than COVID for a second.
Oh,
while
sure.
We were out. Sorry, I got to fix my volume in my head.
While we were out on vacation, do you mean?
Yeah, while we were out on vacation, I was playing Green Day for my kid, and she loves them, so I was so happy. And I actually think that it's partially related to... She rocks out with me some in moments, but mostly she listens to that teeny bopper junk and the Descendants and stuff I'm not really into.
She loves, anyway. She's a believer.
The Trolls World Tour with the rock Queen Barb. I know none of you understand what I just said.
No, I don't know who that is, but...
I understand.
Thank you, Bryn.
I'm here for you.
Living it.
I do, too. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. Mm-hmm. Queen Barb is the rock queen or something.
Who plays her?
Is it Rachel Bloom?
Rachel Bloom, yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, she's good, too, by the way.
Who's Rachel Bloom? I'm looking her up. I want to see what she looks like.
All right.
I've heard that.
Anyway, she loves Green Day now, and I just thought, oh, that's anything that helps me sort of get her an appreciation for all music helps. I like it. I'm happy. So back to my brain tickle. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Let me get my volume fixed here.
I'm looking at Rachel Bloom. She does have that familiar look, but they're not really talking about her as a singer. Is she?
She sings. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, clearly, right? Oh, there you go. Writer, songwriter, singer-songwriter. Okay.
Has she acted in anything that anyone would know her from?
Let me look. IMDb.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, is that where I see her?
Yeah. That's on the CW.
Thing.
Oh, I don't know that.
Something called Steel Cut Oats. Robot Chicken.
I love Steel Cut Oats. I eat them every day.
The show, though. It's apparently.
Oh, I don't know that.
It's a short.
At all.
Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
I mean, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Nice. Oh, iZombie. I might have seen her there. I think I watched some of that. Anyway, in Portlandia, too, I see her on. So.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so yeah, if you're unaware or just, you know, we're back, we're live, and one of the things that has been going on is I had some symptoms over the weekend and am isolating and went yesterday to get my test. And frankly, at the most, it's mild discomfort. So
yes.
I would urge anyone who has to or is not getting tested because they fear this brain tickle, as you described it.
Yeah,
it is. Yes, it's they go deep, but it doesn't hurt. It's not painful.
No.
I cannot describe that as pain. Discomfort.
Agreed.
Yes. I was trying to think of what could I compare it to. And I was thinking even a paper cut hurts more.
Like. Yes. I'd much rather
a paper cut hurts more.
I'm cut you with paper, or you're going to get a COVID test. I'd be like, the COVID test. It's not
stubbing your toe hurts more. You know that toe into the coffee table. It hurts more than that.
Yeah.
So I can't think of something that's comparable. It's just right. It's not painful. It's not something I would say you should be afraid of. So
like getting
if
your bikini waxed is got to be more painful than that. You know. Yes, Nicole's nodding. I've never done that, but I, you know, because I don't want anyone to
see never waxed your hair, dude?
No. No way, man. I'm not getting in some chair and going, hey, get at me. I'm just not doing that.
No.
I can barely do that with John, let alone some stranger who's all putting hot wax on there and judging me.
What do you mean you can barely do... What does that mean, that you can barely do that with John? That's ridiculous.
Well, I only do because he hassles me about it all the time. You know, I'm not certainly not volunteering that, you know. It's bad enough, like, you know, going to the doctor once a year. Forget it. I'm not doing extra. It's not happening. Like, I would get a, you know what, forget it. A COVID, I'll take 10 COVID tests a day. If I don't ever have to do that again. Whew, that'd be great.
Open your legs again? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah, what are you saying, Sarah?
Forget it. Just
about John. Can you
no, John
that
can
up?
Do it. I let John do stuff. He's seen it all. Whatever. Go ahead. Take another look. Get the microscope out. I don't care. Whatever. This should be fun.
Well, we do want to see. God, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm. No problem, Ben. Anyway.
Sheesh.
The COVID test is, it's
not painful.
Well,
so
listen, and the thing is, I'm glad you're saying that because I went into it when I got my own thinking, I hate pain, this sounds horrible, blah, blah, blah. It's not horrible. It doesn't take long. Mild discomfort is the perfect phrase for it. Did your eyes water? My eyes just watered and watered and watered.
You know what? I'll tell you what. This is, I continue to grow more and more pathetic. So I just, at this point, what am I supposed to do besides just swim in it, right?
Yeah.
But I actually, right. My eyes watered a little because I really felt for the people who were there on, you know, so here's how it goes. I pull up to the doc's office. They asked which car I'd be driving, and they had my name, and I got in line. This was prior to the test, when I scheduled it, they're like, what car are you driving? We need to know that, so yes. When you pull up, we'll know. I pull in. I'm two cars back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no line behind me.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so not,
super...
not an ordeal where you're waiting.
No, it's highly organized, super smooth. I brought an iPad and a magazine because I figured I'd be parked in some giant lot waiting for hours before
right.
I got any kind of sign that I was up. It wasn't like that at all.
Well, it's good that you were prepared to wait because sometimes people are waiting forever. It's...
Well, and I can only tell you my experience. I certainly... obviously feared the worst, and it turned out to be highly organized, super simple. I go to Stanford. I don't know where anybody else goes, but that's what my insurance covers. And frankly, I went with them because I trust that brand.
Right.
That's why I started going to Stanford, I don't know, whatever that is, 11 years ago or 12 mm-hmm. years ago when I moved back. So anyway, I'm two cars back. I don't know. I waited 10 minutes total for both cars for it to be my turn. The people are geared up. They've got gloves, body suits, masks, head gear. I mean, they're really ready for trouble.
Yep.
And I felt for them. And I actually the tears may have been started, or the tear ducts may have been started by the deep nose probe.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not out of pain, but because stuff in your nose sometimes makes your eyes water.
Because it actually, tickles, and it's like an irritant. Like,
But I did, as I was thanking them, feel myself sort of misting up and was like, Jesus Christ, what a baby. But
I'm
not
a baby. That's sweet. You're feeling.
I felt
deeply.
For him. I absolutely. I told you the other day. I got to look at my doc on the
Zoom call,
video conference. Yeah, and she's a beautiful Indian lady, and I really like her a lot. And I'm stoked and lucky to have her as a doctor. But when she came on camera, I was like, oh my God, she is worked.
Right.
She looked tired, dude. Like, I'm not saying that to be a rude jerk. I'm just saying that as a fact of the matter. Like, clearly she's overworked right now and maybe overstressed. I don't know. But, yeah, I just felt for the people who did it and was like, thank you so much. And boom, on my way. 15 minutes at the most.
Right. Yeah, so it's easy. It's easy. Get it done. You know, if you can get your doctor to get you one. And how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, don't go get one just because you want to see what it feels like. But obviously, if you're having symptoms, but you're afraid of how that's going to go, don't be afraid. Go and get yourself checked out.
No, that's the least of your worries, honestly. I was so scared to go. I'm really scared. And it's nothing.
Right.
Like, I don't, you know, I think that when you hear that your brain gets tickled, you're like, well, there must be pain involved in that. Turns out, no. So how are you feeling? How's your drizzlies?
I have not returned to normal, but it is not. It's not the drizzlies. It's now the other side of things. I haven't been able to get a normal evacuation. So, but I'm okay. I'm just gonna wait. I just pulled up my whatever they call that. It's My Health, which is a website where I log in and I have all my health records, and I still have no test results. I've checked 5 times. They told me 24 hours.
24 to 48, right?
So I want to be sure that I'm not, you know, leaving.
And they're so efficient there that who knows? The results could come up at any
time. Just keep refreshing.
I'm going to keep refreshing throughout the show. And as soon as I have results,
we'll check in with you each break to find out how the checking's going.
Okay, hey, good.
What about, so if you have it, does your family then all go and immediately get tested?
So my wife, because she's stressing on it, has been wearing a mask now at home.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, if she has it and the kids don't.
Right. So she's got a mask on. Well, because I told you, we did it like whatever that was. Thursday night, there was some kissing and some other stuff happened. And
So she probably has it.
Not
to mention your kids crawl all over you. I mean, that's the thing. It's hard to really keep your diseases away from your kids.
Well, one of the things they say is it's harder for the kids to catch it. Oh. So that was like my thing was, well, if I sit here for 3 or 5 days and I do have it, I'm going to cement the fact that she's got it, right?
Right.
But if I split, there's a possibility. So that's right. What I was working off of is just simply, I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but I'm going to do what I can to keep her safe. Done. I know people have written in and said, go home, you fool. You just had to poop. I get it. I understand why you're saying that. And I realize talking about it on air opens me up for criticism, and that's fine. Bring it. I don't care. I'm doing what I can to keep my family safe. My kids spent a if you've ever seen your kid in the hospital, I don't have to tell most parents this. I saw my kid in the hospital for 4 days in January, and I never want to see that again. It's awful. Mm. It changed me, and I don't want to see her sick again. So I'm doing what I can. That's it. So
and that at the end of, you know, a whole host of other problems that she's been having. I mean, she's been stuck and prodded and examined and every which way to Wednesday.
Anyway, hopefully I'll get negative results and I'll go home. And my wife is getting a test today at 8:00, 8:30.
Oh.
So she's going to go get tested, and hopefully we're clean and we can all go back home. And we've come up with some spaces where we're like, well, if it got in, it may have gotten in here or here. So we're just sort of going to lock up the few things that we haven't.
Plywood over all the windows, barbed wire.
Well,
on the outside.
I think that one of the things I've been doing is I've gotten lazy about getting the mail. I just walk out, touch the mailbox, and I grab the mail and I bring it in and I throw it down on this one spot, which is, you know, maybe that's how. I don't know. Could it have come in that way? I don't think so. They tell you that's not how it's coming in, but I'll stop doing that.
Yeah, the mail I haven't even given a second thought to. That's actually, I feel like, I don't know what I feel like. I've never even thought about the GD mail. It's bad enough, you know, wiping off every goddamn thing that comes into the house.
I know. So that's what I'm saying, though, is as we sat here going, how could we have gotten it with all the precautions we've taken? We take another look at it, you know, some kind of an inventory, so to speak, and go, well,
And, suppose it could have got in there. Right.
And, you know, so that's all. That's we're just going to hopefully I'm negative. She's negative. I'm home late this afternoon. And yeah, we'll just do a better job going forward.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Well, in the positive column, I mean, that the app that connects to the Comrex unit back at the station sounds freaking delightful. So,
does it sound better than the thing at the other thing?
No, it doesn't, it sounds really good, though.
Exactly the same.
It's not exactly the same. I can hear a
Oh, you hear a little
difference.
Bit? Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like, okay, well, that's
it's
a total...
Great,
it's an option.
Rin, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's minimal equipment to go around, should I take that giant unit back to the station and drop it off so they can use the thing?
No. I think that you should have the setup at home
you should have it doubled. Like, what mm-hmm. if okay. somehow...
And a backup. It's good to have a backup, just in case.
Well, we have a backup now, and this is freaking
right.
good. But I'm just saying, I thought, oh, well, if, you know, someone back there needs it, I can bring it back.
No, care about us.
I've had
only care about us.
I
like that attitude.
That. But I was just thinking, you know, I've had that giant unit for what now? 6 months?
Is that in your way? Is that? Is it taking up too much space?
Oh no! I mean, it's big. It's huge. Yeah. It's definitely in the way. But that's not the point. The point is, I have a piece of station equipment at my house. Right. I thought
used primarily for events, and we've got none of those right now.
No, there are zero events on the calendar.
Don't worry about it.
Zero.
All right. All right. Well, then there you go. There's my day. And that's the day. So then I went by my family. I went and hung out with my family in the backyard with a mask and gloves on for a few minutes.
That's
nice. Great distance, which is hard because everyone's, you know.
Well, the littlest one especially doesn't understand at all. Like, what do you mean I can't go grab onto daddy? I haven't seen him in 3 days.
Right. So anyway, I came home and watched the Giants and A's, and this game was, I'll tell you about it in the news, but it was, you know, in San Francisco as opposed to Oakland, so a little bit different, but same result, Giants won, that was nice.
Go Giants.
And I went to bed. So.
What a day.
You know, my buddy, I talked to a friend of mine, and I hadn't talked to him in a little while, and he said, yeah, I broke. And I go, what? And he goes, I broke. I'm talking to you now from my house, and I haven't been at my house for 3 weeks. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I went to the doctor, who immediately prescribed Zoloft because I'm suffering from depression.
Oh, no.
And I also just had to leave. I couldn't stay in the house anymore. I had to go. So he packed
What's
up
he got?
His car.
Does he have a wife and kids? Oh, boy.
He does. And
well, he's
he
not
just
alone.
Had to leave.
People are losing it.
He lost it. That's exactly it.
And there's
he
no
said,
end in sight.
I just had
You're
to...
struggling already.
Right. And even his, he said, even my wife said, go. You're making it harder for the rest of us. Get out.
Right.
And so he split, and he's been on the road. He's been staying in, you know, he's gone to far off places and stayed in hotels.
I broke. That's horrible.
And I was tripping.
So
I go, oh, and he said, the doctor, when he prescribed it, said, we're on the verge of running out of this stuff, the Zoloft stuff. So I think that's one of the real side effects that isn't necessarily, you know, we have such small
circles. We're not seeing other people. We're not seeing what people are going through. You can only compare it to what you're going through.
Thank you. So, yes, we have such small circles that we may not be aware that how big this problem and how greatly affected people are in other ways besides the actual sickness. And this is one of the side effects. And he's like, yeah, I don't even, I'm going to have to go home, and I don't know how that's going to go. I'm scared, man. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not built for this close contact that I'm currently stuck in, but I'm I need to help. I can't just, I'd love to, but I can't.
Right. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it, everyone has their own limits. It's true. There's a lot of people who are just suffering. Like, I actually feel like, you know, for us, seems like we've all got it kind of worked out. And I feel like, I swear to God, I've often thought this over the years. This radio show is therapy. It really is. Because you air out the things that are, it's like, you know, when you go to a therapist, sometimes just saying things that are bothering you out loud or talking about your problems or, you know, it's cathartic. Like, just getting it out and having someone else hear it is big. So I feel like we have a weird therapy in a way, you know? Nobody gets to state on anything here. Like, we, you know, you bring it up, oh, it's getting picked over and turned upside down and given a good shake. And
And anything,
you know,
anyone on air misses, the texters will fill
in. Oh,
they'll
the be sure. No, right. They're part of the therapy. That's called group therapy. Thank you, listeners.
It's called texters. Criticism.
It is. Well, it's called that, but we're trying to, you know, make it seem like it's helpful. Yes, exactly. But yeah, it's, I mean, so we've all kind of got it worked out. It's so funny. I talk to Bryn a couple times a day, every day. You know, we just, because I'll be hanging at my house and I'm like, hey, you want to Zoom? And he's always under that kid. That kid is, you know, that's his reality. Like, you know, Nita's off working. And you know, if I talk to you, you're, you know, you used to hit me back on text the minute I texted you, Vin. Like, I'd text you, boom, you'd be right there. And now it's like, I sort of shoot it out into the air. And I'm like, probably if I texted you yesterday, I would have got heard back from you. But you're, you know,
yeah, well,
you're engaged.
The reason is, if you carry your phone around when little kids are there, they want your phone.
Oh, give me.
So as soon as they see it, they start trying to pull it out of your hand. So, the phone isn't in my hand because I don't want either of them to be touching it.
Right.
So there, that's no, why it's not.
It's. No, so that's, but that's it. I mean, I actually, man, I watch Bryn in the afternoon and I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I'm so glad my kids are grown. Oh my God. Like, they're here, but they're delightful. You know, they got their own thing going on. They, you know, sometimes they'll sit down and we'll have a little chat and they're like, all right, I'm going to go do my, yeah, okay, bye.
Well, and Berkeley's got his school system set up too, so that's cool because
he's doing his internship this summer, so he is working 5 days a week and he's in his room doing that. Who knew you could do an internship from your house too? So it's a whole.
That's great.
I'm psyched. It's actually like, and I love working from home. I love my little cockpit over here, my mission control, and you know, in the afternoon, me and John are playing songs.
Good for you. Hey,
and
we gotta
back
start.
On. We're, oh, we do? Oh, geez. Yeah.
Bryn's been giving us the watch sign for 30 seconds
noticed.
At least.
Haven't noticed. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.